How's the 3CR? It's Rory speaking. It's great to see you. I bought a special hat for the occasion. And as you can imagine, we've had a roller coaster few weeks, trying to decide what to do, meeting with people, lots of prayers gone into it, seeing what other people are doing. I see some churches are, everybody's arriving in the car park and they're all tuning into one radio station. I've noticed if I put my elbow out and I say, how's it? Some people say I've got no faith. If I put my hand out and say, how's it? They say I'm being stupid. So there are just many different things going around. Everybody's got different faith levels. Everybody's got different ways of doing church. And we actually had leaders meetings this week where we decided we're going to meet on Sundays. We're going to meet in homes. But we've been quite challenged by being citizens at this time, listening to our president, following some of the trends that are going around the world. And our president said he doesn't want groups of more than 100, so we have to respond to that. I also believe that social distancing, which the guys are saying is one of the greatest ways to stop this plague, is vitally important. And we kind of thought, well, we'll keep small groups. And then we had some correspondence with some scientists in our church, some doctors in our church. So the guys say if this pandemic gets into the vulnerable, it will cause great havoc, especially amongst the poor and those who are sickly and those who don't have resources to proper medication. And so we realize we've got doctors working at the forefront of this virus. And we've also got some people with preconditions like TB and HIV sitting in our community. And because of that, we have decided to cancel all meetings for a month. Is this a decision of no faith? No, I think it's a decision of great faith. As citizens of our country and to protect our people, I think it's a decision of great faith. And so this is the prayer that we've been praying as a leadership team, because I think it's not just a prayer of blessing, it's a prayer of response. And it comes from Psalm 91. And I can tell you that all the elders and the deacons and the leaders of the church will be praying this prayer over you on a daily basis. So this is what it says in Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And that's a capital A. And it's the God of the angel armies. It's the God who's in charge, the God of authority. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And this is going to be a time for us to trust God now. We can't trust the markets. We can't trust the economy because they're doing this. And so it's a very volatile situation. Psalm 46 says the sea is raging and the earthquake's taking place. So there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of internet feeding. There are all sorts of different theories. So we've got to trust God right now. It says, surely He will save you from the foulest snare and from the deadly pestilence. It says surely. So we're praying that word surely over 3CR as a community. And we're saying surely God will save us from this deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. And so we're praying for the faithfulness of God to be over every member of 3CR, from the old elderly, and we've got people in their 80s and in their 70s and in their 60s, which are the most vulnerable people, and we've got pregnant mothers right now. So we don't want people like doctors who are on the forefront to be meeting in home groups with pregnant mothers and with elderly people. So that's why we're introducing the social spacing and canceling all our meetings. We will be online. We will be feeding people. We will be communicating and we'll definitely be praying for you. It goes on and says, you will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness. So we pray, do not be scared at this time. God is fully aware of this virus. He's fully aware of your circumstances and situations. We believe He will protect you. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. So we're asking God that it will not come near any of our people. I will make, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Traveling, going to work, going to the shopping centers, going to gym, going to visit family, going to take meals to people. He will protect you in all your ways, is what we're asking God for. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loved me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. And 3CR, we're going to continue to acknowledge the name of God at this time. It's not the right time, naturally, to close down. We're in a building project. We're trusting people. We've just added 300 new members to our church. All of these things, it doesn't seem right to close down. But we're going to trust God right now, and he's going to protect us by his name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And so we believe Psalm 91 is a gift to us. At this time, we're going to be praying it over you as a community. We're going to be in constant communication. Our offices are open. If you need help, you're welcome to come here. But I'm just going to ask you to hold your head at this time. Keep faithful to the Word of God. Keep faithful to the processes of God. Keep faithful to that which God has called us to do as a church. And I can just really commend you to the right hand of God. The Bible says the Father is greater than all, and nobody can snatch us from the Father's hand. So I'm saying, Heavenly Father, would you put your hand around every member of 3CR now, Lord God, the elderly, Lord God, those who have got preconditions of sickness, cancers in their lungs, Father God, in their bloodstreams, in their bodies. Would you protect them at this time from the virus, Lord God? Would you keep everybody safe, Lord? Would you keep our community strong and whole? Lord God, would you protect every single member of our community, the pregnant mums, those who have just had children, Father God, the university students, the scholars, Lord God, who are not sure about their term starts, the marriages, Father God, at this time, those who have got their own businesses, Father, those who have got to close their businesses early, Father God, those whose businesses depend on traffic, I pray, mighty God, that you would protect them. The Father is greater than all, and nobody can snatch us from the Father's hand. So, Father, I pray, look after our people, Lord God. We'll be in touch with them. We'll be praying for them. Take care of them, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.